Yeah, I don't remember those two ever really, you know, they were both very, very prolific, you know, everywhere, talked to everyone. Everyone has a story about both of them guys. And but I don't remember those two ever chatting, really. I mean, I'm sure they did. It's funny, I didn't know Don until my reemergence into the hobby sometime, you know, in the 2000s. I've known Walt since day one. Walt was like, I think Walt gave me my, at least a few of my tests. And we did a lot of them at Don's basement. There's a picture of him and Don over on one of the Facebook pages. And, that Don, WB8F, he used to open up his house and his basement to the local amateur community. It was a good times by all. It was something I've always felt was a one of the highlights of ham radio. And I've always felt that if something like that could be reestablished somehow, even you know, that would be a good thing. But anywho, I've known Don, I've known Walt since those days, way back in the very earliest days of my ham radio experience, and have like everyone, a dozen stories or more, if not hundreds. All right, anyhow, I'm gonna pay attention here. I am already. You heard when I said I was going underneath the light. Right by your house there, right by your place, and I am now about, I think the next exit is, well, that depends. You know what, I'll probably take 94 to 10 mile. That's probably the smart money. I was going to get off at the 11 mile road exit, but now I think I'll, but that's how far along I am. It's crazy.